It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Monday, February 2nd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Top four ranked teams in Class A boys over the weekend met in Madison. The top two seeds would prevail. Number one, West Central, defeated fourth ranked Hamlin 69-48. Hunter Mebius of West Central had a game high 29 points. It was also a number two, Sioux Falls Christian, defeating number three, Clark Willow Lake 72-61. In other area action, Howard defeated Lakota Tech by 40, 64-24 on Saturday. Howard's Brody Spader had 21 points. Platte Geddes picks up a three-point win versus Alcester Hudson, 46-43. Jamison Leader of Platte Geddes had 20 points and 6 rebounds, while Isaac Leader had a double-double of 13 points and 14 rebounds. Of course, the Castickney boys picked up a 54-49 win over Gettysburg. Avon defeated St. Francis Indian 57-51. Avon's Dominic Doom with 20 points. Andy Central Dakota Christian would lose to Bennett County 79-67, while the Mitchell Christian boys, they would win, defeating Ulrichs 68-30. A girls basketball from Saturday, Howard defeated Gearetson 40-33, and Connor of Howard had 18 points and 12 rebounds. Big day for Kinley Spahns as Tri-Valley would defeat Tripp Delmont Armor 51-38, but Kinley Spahns had 24 points and 16 rebounds in the loss for TDA. We do have a handful of high school games tonight. McCook Central Montrose hosting Flandreau for a doubleheader. Howard will be at Oldham Ramona Rutland for a pair of games. The Mitchell Christian boys at home tonight taking on Gayville Vollen. Well, of course, the Castickney boys, they take on Bonhomme. And in girls' action tonight, Avon will travel to Freeman. South Dakota State men's basketball picked up a 95-72 win on Saturday versus Oral Roberts, behind a season-high 58 first-half points. Jaden Jackson and Joe Seiler led the way with 24 points each. Jackson added a career-best 5 steals, while Seiler was 9 of 12 from the field with 7 assists. The SDSU men now at 4-4 in the Summit League. They will host St. Thomas coming up Wednesday night at 6 p.m. USD men's basketball would force overtime on Saturday night, but they would lose to North Dakota State 89-84. Jordan Crawford of the Coyotes had a game-high 33 points, while Uzziah Booten had 25. NDSU, meanwhile, they had 6 players score at least 10 points on Saturday. Coyotes trailed by 14 at halftime, ended up tying the game at 74 on a Crawford layup with 20 seconds left in regulation. With that loss, USD now 12-12 on the year, 4-5 in the conference. USD travels to Kansas City, coming up on Wednesday night at 7. And we do have coverage tomorrow night of Mitchell Colonel girls basketball right here on KORN. Mitchell girls at home taking on Sioux Falls Jefferson. Our coverage starts with the pregame show at 6:45, tip-off at 7. Mitchell girls, they've won 8 in a row with a 51-7 win on Friday night versus Lincoln as they improve to 9-3 on the year. We'll also keep you updated on the Mitchell boys. They will be at Sioux Falls Jefferson at 7 p.m. tomorrow. For more sports, check us out at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.